50. Reckoning in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. Philippians 3:10 involves reckoning. It is often quoted but seldom understood. It sets forth first the Christian's goal, then the means and process by which that goal is reached. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. That I may know him. The one reason for our existence as believers is to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is through this knowledge that we know our Heavenly Father. Let it be repeated, and may it be heeded. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. This is to be personal, oneness of nature knowledge, not just knowledge about him. Entering into this wonderful fellowship of union with him is going to require the best of our attentions here and in all of eternity. The key to knowing the Lord Jesus here and now is the Word of God. We can learn about him through our general study of scriptures, but we can only get to know him personally by feeding on him therein. In our devotions, we should concentrate on the living Word as revealed in the written Word. In this quiet fellowship, we study him in scripture, in dependence on the Spirit of truth. We get to know him as we meditate upon him in his word, both as he was on earth and as he is in glory, observing his character, his attitudes and actions and reactions, listening to him speak, speaking to him, responding to him, loving and trusting him. While we feed on Christ as the bread of life and abide in him as the true vine, the faithful Holy Spirit is forming him deep, deep within the springs of our life, within our very spirit where he abides. Gazing on the Lord Jesus in the authoritative word keeps us under the transforming influence of the principle of assimilation. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The power of his resurrection. We are first to know this mighty power of his resurrection and ascension when we see our scriptural position in the risen Lord. The foundation of all resurrection life is death. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6 verse 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6. We are new creations in Christ Jesus by the power of his resurrection. Our reckoning is to be based on our position. We count ourselves alive to God in Christ. Through our faith in this fact, the Holy Spirit makes this truth real in our condition and our growth. We abide in him above, and he manifests himself in us below. In reckoning, we are yielding. Our faith rests on the fact that God has raised us up together with the Lord Jesus, and this enables us to yield ourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead. Romans 6:13. Certainly we cannot yield ourselves to God when we do not know that we are free to do so. We are hopelessly taken up with the struggle for freedom unless we are aware that we have been cut off from the slavery of sin and self through our having died upon the cross. Until we know that we are alive from the dead, we cannot yield to him as such. We do not yield to become free, but because we are free in the risen Lord. Having died to the old, we are alive and free in the new. We must count it so. Finally, we will know the power of his resurrection when our physical bodies are changed at the Lord's return. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans 8:11. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he hath even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, oh, so stand firm in the Lord. Philippians 3:20-21. We know the power of his resurrection in our position. We are realizing that power in our resurrection bodies. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Colossians 3:4. And the fellowship of his suffering. Suffering is the lot of all men, the privilege of all believers. The general thinking is that God is not blessing unless he keeps us from or relieves us of suffering. Oh, far from it. There is no fellowship with and no growth in the crucified Lord without suffering, physical suffering, mental suffering and spiritual suffering. Fellowship with the Lord Jesus is the source of all our suffering. If, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered before us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. 1 Peter 2:21-22. Paul is our pattern of suffering as a Christian. As soon as the apostle was saved, the Lord Jesus said, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake, in Acts 9:16. Always delivered unto death, for Jesus' sake, 2 Corinthians 4:11. Paul's sufferings, which we see in 2 Corinthians 11:23-28, for instance, Paul's sufferings came instantly from the nail-pierced hands and spear-pierced heart of his Lord. All these things were working together for his good. Notice Paul's attitude. We read, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting, in 1 Timothy 1:16. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8, 17 and 18. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2:12. Our fellowship in his suffering bears threefold fruit. In suffering, we learn something of the process of growth. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4. He chastens or child trains us for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 10. In suffering, we also learn more of him. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:5. And in suffering we learn to appreciate the needs of others. Blessed be God, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. And being made conformable unto his death. We are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, and thereby are being conformed to his death, that we may be conformed to his image. As we take up our cross daily, this conformation is worked out in the two aspects of death and life. Self is dealt with by the crucifixion of Calvary. Its power is broken by the death process within. And as a result, the crucified life of the Lord Jesus is manifested in our mortal bodies. We read, let this mind or this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verses 5, 7 and 8. As we remain within the crucifying influence of the cross, we are freed to abide in the life-giving influence of the resurrected one. We are to be conformed to his death as the basis of our being conformed to the image of his life out of death. In this alien world, we are as pilgrims, crucified followers of our crucified Lord. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9, verse 23.